With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Brian Billick, NFL Network. He joins us right now on the Fan Morning Show. Coach, good morning. How is everything?
Good morning to you.
Yeah, well, let's get right to it. This talk and the scuttlebutt that some are having about Mike Tomlin, NFL Coach of the Year. Is there some merit to that, do you think?
Oh, I think so. I mean, sometimes, obviously, when a team's done very well, they're on a playoff run or maybe in a Super Bowl run, it's easy to focus on the coaches, well-deservedly, that are having that kind of success. But some of the best coaching you do, that you look back as a coach and say, you know what, maybe you're only 500, maybe you're only 9-7, but given the circumstances you dealt with, that individually may be something you look back and say, you know what, this is one of the best jobs that I've done. I'm guessing Mike Tomlin may view this year, given everything they've had to deal with, may look back and say, beyond the fact that obviously he's got a Super Bowl and has had a great deal of success, that maybe this is one of the better years he's had in terms of what he's been able to do to push a team forward.
Brian, in your opinion, why has Devlin Hodges looked so much more comfortable and the Steelers' offense looked so much more comfortable with him under center than Mason Rudolph?
I think because, one, there's less pressure, you know, Mason Rudolph, because of when he was drafted and the heir apparent and this, that, and the other, comes in with a lot more pressure, feels the need to step up to it. I think Hodges has kind of gotten into the flow of how the Steelers are going to win, which is play good defense. You need to run the ball. I don't think you want Mason Rudolph or Hodges to be throwing the ball 35, 40 times a game. You'd like to get, you know, the box score at the end of the game that shows good defense, over 125 yards rushing, and a quarterback that's maybe throwing the ball 25 to 30 times, converting on third down. That's the formula that you've got to win with in Pittsburgh right now.
Brian Billick joining us here, Fan Morning Show from the NFL Network. I don't want to dredge up what happened last week or the run-up to last week with the Browns, but did Freddie Kitchens err by drawing too much attention to himself with that T-shirt, or is it just a T-shirt?
You know, at the end of the day, it's just a T-shirt. You know, again, as the head coach, it's probably a little ill-advised. But I like some of the comments of some of the others. If you're going to do something like that, then own it. Then, yeah, I wore it. And you know, whether you think that's supporting your team or you're, you know, trying to motivate them on what is a very tough year, if you're going to do it, then, you know, what's the old, if you're going to build a garage, you know. If you're going to do it. And then to try to walk it back and say it's no big deal, particularly after not playing particularly well, is not going to come across real well.
Yeah, if you got red paint, paint the barn red, as Mike Tomlin may say. Brian Billick with us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Steelers in that second meeting against the Browns, Brian, did a much better job, particularly in the second half, of containing Baker Mayfield, not letting him get outside the pocket and make plays while on the move. How can they translate that, if at all, to what they need to do against Kyler Murray this week, Josh Allen the week after that?
Yeah, and obviously with Lamar Jackson, although that's at a whole other level. But
right.
You're exactly right. I mean, Baker Mayfield, one of the things that he has done well, particularly last year when he had that run, was just that. He breaks down a defense by moving around, not running the ball per se like some of the other quarterbacks we're talking about, but by just extending plays. That breaks down a defense, and then the ability and the confidence to get the ball down the field. Now, this year, he has struggled in that swashbuckling, I'm going to be me and put the ball down the field, has led to a lot of turnovers. So clearly, you know, to keep him in the pocket, to force him to make those throws where he has a great deal of confidence in his arm, and Kyler Murray's the same way. If you let him outside the pocket, if you let Lamar Jackson outside the pocket, you are going to lose because their unique talents are going to translate into productivity. You've got to, and it's not easy, particularly when it comes to, say, Lamar Jackson, because if you play that plus one defense and you keep him in the box, Now, you're one-on-one down the field. He can do some damage that way, but you know he's going to beat you if you let him get outside the pocket.
Brian Billick on the Fan Morning Show from NFL Network. We first had this conversation with you in August. I remember the first time we talked to you this season, and we're still having it right now on the fifth day of December. When is the hammer shot going to come on Lamar Jackson? Because no one's got a clean lick on him yet, it doesn't look like.
Yeah, and he has a real knack for that, you know, and that's and the thing we've talked about before, when we talked about in August, the question was not, is this guy a dynamic talent? Is he going to have an impact? You knew he was going to have an impact. It was, can you stay healthy, exposing your quarterback to better than 200 runs on the year, which is he's on pace to do. The thing that I think you have to give the Ravens credit for is they were all in. They had no qualms with that whatsoever. They were resigned to it, recognizing that all it takes is that one hit, and now you're going to put, you know, the team at risk, so to speak. But that's true of any quarterback, and you worry about it, because obviously to lose your starting quarterback is going to affect any team. But if there's anybody that of this style of play, and we're going to see, and we'll go through the normal, you know, we're probably going to have 4, 5, 6, maybe as many 7 coaching changes. But given the success of Lamar Jackson, there's going to be some that say, okay, that's the style. That's what we need to do. Now, you know, belies that a little bit is, okay, we're going to go get a Lamar Jackson. Well, hold on. There are all those cats walking around, okay? But the thing that I think the Ravens distinguished them was the fact that, not that they took a chance on a guy like Lamar Jackson, but they were all, and everything they did was going to be based on going to be based on buying into that, and that's where the real key is.
Brian, does too much get made out of a relationship off field between a quarterback and his offensive weapons? A lot has been made the last 24, 48 hours about Devlin Hodges and James Washington, and they've connected on the field a lot as of late, and you know, they're on Instagram going hunting together, or Duck is in Juju Smith-Schuster's car together, and they're dancing along to songs on the radio. Can there be too much made of that off-field relationship, or does that actually help the chemistry on the field?
Sure it does, and that natural ability to communicate and that affection for one another in terms of the way you can deal with one another through the tough times on and off, that sixth sense of getting to know one another, you know, I wink, you nod, it goes here, it goes there. Now, you don't have to have that, because it's unrealistic to think that every quarterback's going to have that relationship with every player. You know, and it varies when you have older quarterbacks say, you know, you see that when you have younger quarterbacks and they grew up with some of these guys, and, you know, after the practice or after the games, they'll go out together. Then you have an older quarterback that's more mature. He's got a family. He's got kids. He's going to go home after practice. He's going to go home after the games. And that certainly doesn't prohibit you from being very good with that relationship. But certainly if you have that personal relationship with your receiving core, it enhances it.
Before we get out of here, why don't you let us know about everything you're doing with Roman and how it can help everybody who's listening?
Yeah, I really believe in this, particularly this time of year. You know, we ignore too often our health issues, particularly guys my age. You get over the age of 40, 50% of the guys haven't been to a doctor in 2 years, and that's not right. And when you do make a doctor's appointment, it takes 3 to 4 weeks to get in, and you're not going to do it during the holidays. Well, stuff comes up. So to have the GetRoman.com, it's U.S. licensed physician, to have access to basically a concierge physician to take care of a wide range of things of whatever you're dealing with, and also to have access to the correct pharmaceuticals that you know are guaranteed. The amount of counterfeit pharmaceuticals are out there is stunning. GetRoman.com is one-stop shopping for all of that.
Brian Billick, Coach, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Brian.
that was a next level dismount.
That was...
We love them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.